so warm that my heart gets cold. So tell me there's a reason, there's something upstairs. Tell me they've been seeing what's going on down here. 'Cause I get to feeling sad and I miss my mom and dad. Why is it so hard to tell them that? When you get to a certain age, you miss what you could have had, but don't really want it back, and hope that you're on track. For 22 and some change, I just want to have fun and have a good laugh. So tell me there's a reason, or something upstairs. Tell me they've been seeing what's going on down here. 'Cause I get to feel sad and I miss my mom and dad. Why is it so hard?
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Gonzalo. This is, and this is it Crayon or Crayon? And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the show. This is my first week back. I started DJing the spring of 2022. And this is my first show back for the fall semester. So, welcome. Thank you guys for joining me. Just a quick little premise for what the show is. Is it Crayon or Crayon? This is my artistic vision for this show is I want to have somebody new on every week. I want these shows to have like a little bit of a theme. And I want it to be half talk, half music. So I'll have people submit questions for me and my mystery guest to come talk about. And then we'll play some music for you guys. Have a good time. All in all, good vibes. This is the first week, so it's going to be a little bootleg. Didn't really have like any questions or theme planned. I was just going to come on here and play some music. But I do have a wonderful friend here who agreed to join me. Charlie, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey guys, I'm the wonderful friend, Charlie Guerra. Gonzo, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you right now. I love your smile. It brightens my day every day.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just here, just going to be spinning some tracks, just talking it up with Gonzo. Hopefully we'll figure out a theme for the talk portion of the show, and we'll get it started.
All right. That last song that you just heard was 22 and Some Change by the wonderful, wonderful Stephen Day. And we've got some bangers coming up for you guys. While Charlie and I think about some stuff to talk about, we are going to play you some music. So relax, enjoy, have a good time. We'll see you soon.
Come a little closer, then you see.
All right, all right. We're back. In that order, those last three songs were Midnight City by M83. Fantastic song. Thank you, Gara, for the recommendation. Take You Higher, the radio edit. Fantastic. Love it. That was by Goodwill and Hook and Sling. And then that last one, Come a Little Closer by Cage the Elephant. Gara, how are you liking the radio so far?
God, I cannot understate or overstate how incredible it is. Maybe I used that wrong, but
I don't know.
It's actually incredible. The atmosphere is remarkable. I'm sitting in a room right now for some context with literally thousands of records surrounding me. I know probably less than 5% of the artists, and honestly, it's amazing just seeing the sheer volume of music that we have available to us. It really puts in perspective things like Spotify, things like Apple Music, where you have all of these records at your fingertips, plus millions more.
I know. I mean, the records here go so deep. I mean, like, like Charlie was saying, like, we've got like quite a few in this room alone, and we've got records lining the halls here. It is ridiculous. So thinking about Spotify is crazy, and podcasts.
Podcasts,
so good. I mean, just the amount of volume of stuff you can listen to is ridiculous. Is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do agree, though. So Gonzo.
Yeah, what's up, Gara?
Well, I was thinking of things that we could talk about on the radio, and
Is that so?
I thought it'd be good for like some story time. So like, what's one of like your favorite adventures you've had recently? Oh. Is there anything you've done over the summer or maybe in the last few weeks that has been pretty fun for you? Or?
Yeah. So I worked for a student travel company over the summer, a company called Overland, and I mean, they do trips like all over the world for like, you know, starting in like elementary school, you can do them through high school. And I was working kind of like a support, like for you Tufts listeners, it's kind of like two, but on like a major scale. Mm-hmm. And so I was working like their support staff, and they had me do some crazy stuff.
Okay.
I had 1 week over the summer where they had me drive a 15-passenger van from Massachusetts to Denver.
Wow, that must have been pretty chaotic with 15 like high school age people in your car.
No, that was actually just me and another adult.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I can't imagine bringing 15 high schoolers on a that'd be a lot. Oh my God. Speaking of the amount of music and podcasts.
You need to stay entertained.
Do you ever listen to Serial?
I haven't, no.
No. So Serial is really good. The first like two seasons I loved.
Okay.
Great.
Did they fall off?
Season 3 my co-pilot. We were like we've listened to the first two seasons of Serial like at any given point in our lives. Let's listen to season 3. Season 3 was all about the Cleveland justice system.
Interesting.
It was
or not.
Look, a bit of a scathing review here. It was like interesting, but like you can do like two episodes on that and then it feels
move on maybe. Okay. Yeah, like, I got you.
What about you, Gara? Do you have any fun adventures this summer?
I did. Yeah, I got the privilege of going to Seattle to visit my girlfriend.
Very nice. Very nice.
And that alone was incredible, but we went on an absolutely marvelous hike. It was for those in the Seattle area, it was the Spider Meadows sort of loop. So it takes you through I think it was like a 30-mile, 4-day trip. So it was a pretty chill backpacking trip, but the views were absolutely spectacular. You started off by you drive a few hours up to the trailhead, and then you get there and you take the first like maybe like 8-mile day. You walk through just like the most picturesque meadow ever. Like wildflowers. There's a little creek. It's like right out of like a fairy tale. My girlfriend brought her dog, who's she's a red-haired golden retriever, and so like she
Stop.
The epitome of frolicking, literally,
like, so frolicking,
just running through the streams, splashing around. She was having such a great time, and it was probably the highlight of my summer. It was an incredible trip.
And that's Cascades?
It's in the Cascades, yeah. Oh my God. And so, yeah, we just, it was
insane.
4 days of just spectacular views, just great company. It was so awesome.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, I must ask, what kind of backpack do you have?
I have a Hyperlite backpack.
Oh, terrible.
No, it's an incredible backpack. I'll swear by it. I'm kind of a gearhead when it comes to hiking. And I researched heavily on this backpack, and it's incredibly light, as is states in the name. Mm-hmm. And it's 55 liters, so it holds everything I need for weekend trips all the way up to multi like week trips.
Yeah,
I can put a bear canister on top if I need extra space. It's honestly perfect.
Bear canisters are, I don't know how you feel about bear canisters. I don't like bear canisters.
I think that they can be a little bit clunky, but I've grown to like them. I have a fairly light one also, so
that's good.
That sort of additional weight doesn't bother me as much. But I know for some people who don't live in bear country, they're just absolutely useless and in a waste of space. But hiking in the Cascades and definitely in the Sierras, you need that.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm a fan.
Yeah. All right. And with that, we're going to swing back to the music, back to the tunes. Going to spin a little silk for you guys.
Ooh, okay. Mm,
okay. Enjoy. We'll be back. And we'll be back in a few songs. Have fun.
Don't you tell me that it wasn't meant to be. Call it quits, call it destiny. Just because it won't come easily doesn't mean we shouldn't try. We had a good thing going lately. Might not have always been a fairy tale, but you know and I know that they ain't real. I'll take the truth over the story. You might have tried my patience greatly, but I'm not about to let us fail. I'll be the wind picking up your sail. But won't you do something for me? Don't you tell me that it wasn't meant to be. Call it quits, call it destiny. Just because it won't come easily doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Coming or going, inside out, back to front, old and cold and messy. That's how we've been and we'll always be. And that's alright with me. Don't you tell me that it wasn't meant to be. Call it quits, call it destiny. Just because it won't come easily doesn't mean we shouldn't try. It won't come easily. doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
Ring bottle gave you over the scoundrel. Always remove your shoes at home. But I was your shadow and keeper of secrets and standards. Gentlemen was only as good as his word. Ice skating in Kansas City, ground center.
Welcome back, everybody. In that order, those last three songs were Easily by Bruno Major, Summer Moon by Charlie Berg, personal favorite of mine. Go listen to Charlie Berg. He's a great artist. And that last one was Clay and Cast Iron by Darlingside. A little fun fact about Darlingside. Darlingside was founded at Williams College. Fun fact. And speaking of Williams College, I know we have a dedicated listener out there. Thank you very much to Zoe. Thank you for listening. Happy to have you listening to us. Very much appreciate it. Gara, I hear that you have a PSA for us. You might have something to say, something to share with the people.
Well, Gonzo, you have heard correctly. Everyone listening, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. If you said a ladder, you were correct. Using a ladder might seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders and into the trauma center last year alone. Do-it-yourself project, do yourself in. The wording is really weird on this paper. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. And this was a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Absolutely. You have to stay safe out there. Yeah. I mean, ladders are real, real menaces.
Yeah. Gonzo, when was the last time you fell off a ladder?
Honestly, I'm like that. I don't fall off ladders.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens.
And that's why we're here to make sure everyone stays safe.
And it's nothing to be ashamed about. If you've fallen off, I'm sure there are support groups. And like, if you've fallen off a ladder, don't be shy.
You reach out to orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Exactly. Exactly. What was the last DIY project you did?
I built a table. It was a bedside table. Very small, maybe like a foot by a foot. Cause I wanted somewhere to put my phone next to my bed and I didn't want to buy something from IKEA. So instead I spent, about a week manufacturing a table. It was very good, very structurally sound. I'm not a woodworker by any stretch of the imagination, but, it turned out pretty well. And I think I've recycled at this point.
You've recycled it? It's gone?
Yeah. I ended up caving and buying a bedside table.
Yeah. Was it like, do you think with like the time invested and the money that you spent on like, you bought the wood, I'm assuming from like Home Depot or something?
Actually, I was at the time staying at a friend's house and they just had leftover scrap. So the only thing I bought was nails to fasten it together and then some sandpaper and some stain, which honestly probably did equal the amount I spent on the IKEA bedside table. But honestly, it was worth it for the experience, and yeah. I can now call myself an accomplished woodworker.
Okay, I mean, that's the best of the best.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll see me on Instagram Reels at some point with my like DIY projects.
Yeah, like really close camera angles of you, like really like sanding, like
super corny music in the background. Yeah,
maybe like some ASMR, like
probably sanding at some point.
Sanding paper with Charlie Garrett, and it's just like it's just like really like lights.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun though. I think IKEA is like big Legos. It's like adult people Legos.
They are. I'd much rather have Legos. Yeah.
Much rather have Legos. Those Lego sets were, oh my God.
They're crazy.
So good. They're so good. Yeah. I found one the summer before our freshman year here. Uh-huh. We were cleaning out our basement, and my mom comes up to me, and she's got this Lego Harry Potter like Hogwarts set.
Oh, snap.
And she was
okay.
And she was like, "I'm gonna give this to your cousin." And my cousin's like 7,
uh-huh.
and I was like, "Absolutely,
no, you're not.
Like,
mom.
Absolutely
that is
not." That's I was like, "I'm building that right now," and it's immediately spent like the next like 3 hours just like.
That's the way to do it.
Put a little music on, like as
Gonzo. When you do a Lego, do you organize the pieces by size or color, or do you just pour them out and then try to find them in the pile?
I keep them separated by like the, you know how they like the big bags, like the ones with the numbers on them.
Yeah.
They come with like little bags in between. Mm-hmm. I keep them separated by bag.
Okay.
And so I'll spread them out like that. So like the small ones are with the small ones, the medium ones are with the medium.
Oh, I got
but
you.
Never by color. I feel like that takes too much work.
No, I do it by color every
time.
No,
explain to me.
I have to. It's like it makes it so much easier to go and find the piece you need if everything is in a spot. I feel like any sort of organization is fine, but just the color is the way I settled on it. The people that just like pour it into a bowl and then look,
terrible.
That's terrible. I don't understand how you do that. It's got to be so frustrating because you're like, oh, I'm missing this piece. But no, it's just like hidden underneath all these other ones.
Especially like the little like the studs, like the like how are you ever going to find those?
I have no
idea. Like already there. Like, I think you need another bowl just for the little small pieces.
Yes.
And by that point, you're organizing already.
Exactly. And then it, you might as well go by color.
Yeah. We should get a Lego set.
We should
get a Lego. Yeah. Oh my God.
ASMR Legos on the radio. That'd be great.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Lego Building with Gonzo and Gera. Today we're going to be building... What are we going to be building?
A Lego set.
We're going to be building a Lego set.
Just like wrinkle the bag and throw the mic.
Oh my God. That'd be great. Put it up in the suite.
Yep. Incredible.
Incredible stuff.
Up next on our music list.
Oh, we've got this.
I have one of my personal favorite songs. It is Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Mm. And this is the extended version.
Of course.
Settle in for the long haul, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy. All right. That was, in that order, Hocus Pocus by Focus, and another fantastic recommendation by the lovely Charlie Guerra, Mind Eraser by the Black Keys.
Yeah, Gonzo, the Black Keys are one of my favorite bands. I'm a huge fan. For those of you out there that really enjoyed that song, I would recommend checking out Weight of Love. It's on their album Turn Blue. It is, in my opinion, the best song ever.
That's like just ever?
It is my favorite song, yeah. Mm,
nice, very nice. Mm-hmm.
It's a masterpiece.
And how... Do you like ever go through like phases? Is it like, this is always your favorite song? Because I like... My favorite song, it's like picking a child.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't pick.
Well, I have only one child, and it's Weight of Love. Yeah. So I don't have to choose.
Oh my god.
No, I do go through phases of like, oh, maybe I like this sort of music more. Maybe I'm into this band a little bit more, but Weight of Love stays on top as like one of those greatest songs. It's a mixture of like nostalgia from when I first discovered it in high school with some of my closer friends. And just like the fact that it's like
just a banger.
It's a banger. Yeah, exactly. It's like if Queen was good. No, I'm joking. I love Queen. Please don't come after me for that one.
Ooh, scathing take.
No.
What are the vibes now? Are you going through a phase right now, or what's the?
I've been going through Discover Weekly a lot recently.
Yeah.
And I think that lends itself more to the indie music group. Not super indie, but stuff like Cage the Elephant, things like that, where it's like mainstream indie.
Gotcha, gotcha. An oxymoron.
Kind of, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Indie homies hate him.
They do. I'm like the fakest indie person ever. I'm like, oh yeah, I have an indie music taste. They're like, oh, what song? I'm like, oh, you know, Empress, and they're like, shut up. Like, terrible. Oh, you mean the one that has 20 million listens? Yeah, that one.
Precisely that one. Oh my god.
Yeah, what are you going through right now, Gonzo? You always have a super diverse music taste.
Oh, you can't say that. Okay, so my top artist on Spotify this month, Taylor Swift.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Really diverse.
I think Folklore is a phenomenal album. I've been listening to that on repeat.
Interesting.
Repeat.
More of an early Taylor fan.
I'm a big fan of the early. I see what happened is that, so listeners at home, I have three sisters. Mm-hmm. So I grew up listening to Taylor Swift, like car rides, always Taylor Swift. That was just kind of so I know all of the early songs. I just never got around to listening to like all like the Taylor's version. Like when I like got old enough to have like my own music taste, it wasn't Taylor Swift. I kind of like stopped listening. So now I'm like going back and listening to like some of her newer stuff, her like Folklore, Evermore, and like all of the Taylor's version stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Folklore.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I love like the From the Vault stuff that she has on like her new, like the Red and like Speak Now, like some of those albums. Like they're really good songs. I mean, I kind of wish they got released when they did.
Know.
They would have been super popular.
But I think now that I've held these back for like years, people are like dying for them.
No, exactly. Like All Too Well, like the 10-minute version. Honestly, it's gonna be controversial. The shorter version was better.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know if it needed 10 minutes.
Okay. I think the 10-minute version just plays to a different
audience,
it plays to a different audience, because the 10-minute version is certainly like angrier. She gets deeper into her field.
There's a lot more behind it,
but also 10 minutes is a commitment.
It is. That's a long song.
Hocus Pocus by Focus
is only six minutes and like 50 seconds. It's a ballad.
Ten minutes is a long. It's a commitment. But Red, Taylor's version, I think. My two favorite Taylor Swift songs, and I've rediscovered this, State of Grace, Holy Ground, both on Red. Fantastic.
Interesting.
Love it.
Okay.
But that's been my kick recently. Big Taylor Swift kick. I actually just made a new playlist on Spotify called Guilty Pleasure Songs, and it's all it's like One Direction and Taylor Swift. Like What a Feeling by One Direction is a banger, and I never remembered that. Yeah, I mean,
that's just how it is. Sometimes, like One Direction, when we were little, Hated it.
Oh my god.
Currently, still hate on them a little bit, but they have like one or two songs that I really enjoy.
And Harry Styles' solo stuff
is really good.
Is really good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. I absolutely, yeah. I'm truly. Well, we're coming towards the end of the show here. We've got one last song for you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys. Yeah. Thank you for having me, Gonzo. Oh, also, Charlie, I gotta say that. It's been a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Yeah. Please. This is Gonzalo. You're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon? And you're listening on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thank you guys for being here. We've got one last little song for you guys. I hope you all enjoy. Me.